Hello and welcome back to today's episode of Hochschulkiste. I'm Julia and today's topic is all about starting student life. The good, the bad and the lessons we learned. Whether you're starting a university soon or you're already in your first semester, this episode will help you navigate the experiences with confidence. Joining me today is my good friend Maria. Hi Maria.
Hi Julia, I'm so happy to be here. I think this is such a relatable topic and I can't wait to share some stories, both from my time studying in Ukraine and now here in Augsburg at the University of Applied Science.
Exactly. We both have different backgrounds and experiences. I started my study here in Germany and Maria brings this interesting perspective of having studied in Ukraine before coming here. So, we're going to dive into how we started our studies, tips we wish someone had given us, mistakes to avoid, and how to make the most out of student life.
And we will keep it real, because let's be honest, the start is not always easy.
Let's get into it. I'll start with my story. Since I'm also from Ukraine and I graduated high school the year the war started, I didn't really have plans what I'm going to do with my future. Firstly, I thought that I'm going to go to Ukrainian university and I actually planned to do that way because I didn't have 12 years of study that Germany universities were requiring me to have. But somehow I got the allowance to study here. I remember that I was at a friend's house when I found out we had a sleepover. And at that point, I already sent all of my documents to Ukrainian university. And my mom just called me in the morning and said, "Ah, Julia, you got an allowance to study here in Germany in Augsburg." And I actually didn't know what to feel. And all this process began. We went to Augsburg and started to search for accommodation for me. It was kind of hard to find something in Augsburg, but we managed it. We found a WG in Bobingen. It's located near Augsburg. And I started to live there with other six girls. I still remember my first day of classes. I arrived early because I was so nervous about being late. I didn't know anyone and I was honestly too shy to start a conversation. I spent half of the day feeling like I was in the wrong room. One of the hardest parts was managing my own schedule. Since in high school everything was planned for you, here it's up to you to balance your classes, assignments, and your daily life. I quickly realized that freedom comes with a lot of responsibility. Also, I felt homesick in a lot of days. I missed my family, I missed my friends, and it was kind of hard staying here alone. The culture difference were also surprising. In Germany, group work felt more structured and serious compared to what I expected. But what made me really happy is that the professor here weren't as formal as I expected and were actually so helpful and encouraged you to ask questions if you need any help. What about you, Maria? You probably had a completely different start in Ukraine.
Yeah, when I enrolled in university in Ukraine, it felt like a completely different world. I studied in a traditional system where everything was built around lectures, note-taking, like conspects, and personal contact with professor. We had huge lecture halls where students sat shoulder to shoulder, writing down every word of the lecture. Sometimes it felt like the system was focused on theory, so lots of textbooks, lots of rote memorization. But very little practical application.
Where did you study, Maria?
I studied in National Transport University in Kyiv, and I studied computer science. I studied only one course, so not one course, like two semesters.
1 year.
Yeah, 1 year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, then I moved to Germany. Yeah, and it was still interesting. University was a place where you build character, learn to survive in any situation and found ways to solve complex problems.
Was it easy for you to find friends and make connections while you were studying in the university in Ukraine?
Yes, it was easy for me to find friends there. We at the beginning of our studies, we make a group in social media, like in Telegram, and I was active there,
mm-hmm.
and they chose me to be like the head of the group. In Ukraine, we have one responsible person in a group that takes care of all of the group, talked to professors and so on and so on. Yeah, and they chose me to be this person.
That's nice. I think since you share the same language and you have kind of the same view on the world, it was much easier than here in Germany,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course, of course. So, yeah, my first year in Ukraine was easy because I found a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. So why did you decide to move to Germany and change your program?
I decided to move here because my family and I, we think that the education here in Germany is much stronger and better than in Ukraine. So, yeah, and also it's free. Like we pay just only this semester fee,
mm-hmm.
yeah, but the education itself is free here, yeah, and also I have my relatives nearby, they're in Switzerland, but yeah.
Nice. Can you tell me more about the start of your student life here in Germany in Augsburg?
Yeah, of course, this experience completely changed my perception of education. The first thing that surprised me was the attitude towards students. Here, there is much more trust and autonomy, so no one stands over you with a stick checking every step you take.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. If you study, it's your responsibility, and the professors are there simply to guide you. What I stood out the most was the organization of the learning process. There were far more practical assignments, group projects, and independent research. In Ukraine, I was used to the idea that the main goal was to pass an exam. Yeah, and I passed all exams. Yeah, and one thing, in Ukraine, we also have, we can pass the exam automatically. If you are active on the lessons, if you are doing all your homework and write all notes, you can just
skip the exam,
yeah,
right?
You can just skip to the exam,
but,
and
but only if the professor allows you, right?
Yeah, that's right. You can just skip an exam and the professor will give you a good grade automatically, and yeah, I passed all my exams only this way.
Uh-huh, really?
Yeah, so my first and the only one exam season in Ukraine was super cool because I was not supposed to write exams. I get it automatically.
That's cool.
So in Ukraine, the main goal was to pass an exam. But here the focus is on understanding how to apply knowledge in real life. Of course, language was my first major challenge. Studying in German initially felt incredibly difficult for me. Sometimes I felt like I was losing the thread of the discussion or not understanding half of the terms. But over time, I learned to listen and adapt a bit. In fact, this challenge helped me appreciate the difference between rote memorization and a deep understanding of the material. Another discovery for me was the relationship between students and professors. Here, you are genuinely treated as a colleague and an individual with the right to have your own opinion. It felt unusual but very refreshing when a professor would call me by my name, not surname as in Ukraine, and was open to discussing my ideas, even if I was just a beginner student. This path has not been easy, but it has been incredibly rewarding. So studying in two different systems showed me how different you can approach learning and how important it is to be flexible and open to new things. Ukraine gave me a solid theoretical foundation and resilience, while Germany gave me skills, practical experience, communication in teams, and faith in myself. I think this balance helped me discover who I am and to understand who I want to become.
So I know previously you were studying in another course. What made you switch to the international information systems?
Yeah, that's true. When I first started studying in Augsburg, I was studying informatics, yeah, in German. I tried my best, but honestly, I didn't do very well in my first semester. I realized that I lacked both the language skills and the confidence. At the time, I thought everything was still ahead of me. I just needed more time to adapt to the new system and language environment. But during the winter break, I went back to Ukraine. But sadly, everything changed in an instant. The war started. It was terrifying and unexpected. Together with my mom, we had to urgently return to Germany by car. And at that point, I was trying to continue my studies while helping my mom and other refugees settle into our new reality and supporting them as much as I could. So it was an incredibly difficult time for me, emotionally, physically, and mentally. And I realized that I simply couldn't cope. Studying became just another source of stress instead of something that could help me find stability or a sense of normalcy. Eventually, I made the decision on summer. Yeah, so I studied informatics like a year. And in the semester break in summer, I made a decision to start over and to re-enroll in another program, International Information Systems, where I am now with Julia. It is in English. And this decision was a turning point for me. Firstly, English was much easier for me. And secondly, the program and the atmosphere were completely different. We have a small group here, and everyone interacts with each other. We discuss projects, support one another, and truly feel like a team. Here, I finally started to enjoy studying. I feel like I'm growing, and more importantly, I feel like I am in the right place. Now I'm not only studying something that interests me, but I've also found a balance between my studies and my life. This journey hasn't been easy, from my initial failures to restarting my academic life, but it has made me stronger, taught me valuable lessons, and showed me how important it is to sometimes stop and choose the path that truly suits you.
Thank you for the story. Let's dive in into some practical advice, tips we wish someone had given us while we started. The first thing is time management. In university, no one holds your hand. You will have classes, assignments, projects, and maybe even part-time job. If you don't plan, things get chaotic. For example, when I started, I thought I had so much free time between classes. I told myself, I'll do this tomorrow.
Yeah. Same for me.
But by the time exams rolled around, I had a mountain of notes to catch up on. I learned to schedule every week. Use tools like Google Calendar or apps like Notions to block out the study time. Break big assignments into smaller tasks. And stick to deadlines. Don't leave things to the last minute.
Exactly. My mistake was not using my free time efficiently. In Ukraine, we often cooperated, so I always had someone to remind me of deadlines. Here, it's up to you. At the end of each day, write a list of what you need to do tomorrow. Small steps make a big difference.
Yeah, and another tip, don't isolate yourself. University is the perfect place to meet people. And trust me, having friends makes everything much easier. In my first few weeks, I didn't push myself to talk to others. I was nervous. Then I attended a small study group, and suddenly I had people to share notes with, study together, and grab coffee after class.
Yes, in Ukraine we were always in big groups, so friendships came naturally. Join student groups or club sports, language exchanges or cultural organizations. Go to orientation events. Everyone is in the same boat, so it's easier to meet people. Don't underestimate small interactions. A simple hello can turn into a great friendship. Here's also another important one. Don't be afraid to ask for help. In the beginning, I felt embarrassed to ask questions in class because I thought I would look stupid. But that's the wrong mindset. Professors are there to help, and they appreciate when students engage.
I agree. There are so many resources available at the universities. Student tutors, office hours with professors, or even library staff who can help you with the research. Use them. If you don't understand something, email your professor or attend office hours. Work with classmates on difficult topics. Form study groups. Ask older students for advice. They've been through it and know the system. Also, one of our tips would be stay organized and consistent. Consistency is everything. Even if you study for just an hour a day, it's better than cramming the night before an exam.
Exactly. Cramming might work in school, but in university, the amount of material is too big. I tried it once, or not once. for exams, and let's just say it didn't go well.
To stay organized, I always use a checklist for my week. Seeing tasks get crossed off gives you a sense of progress and reduces stress. Now let's talk about what to avoid and common mistakes students do in the beginning of their university life. Some things we learned the hard way, so you don't have to.
My biggest mistake was procrastination. In my first semester, I underestimated how long assignments would take. I thought I could finish a paper in 2 days, but by midnight before the deadline, I was panicking.
Yeah, I think it's a really common mistake beyond student. I still do it to this time, but it's better to not do.
Even if you only do the introduction or outline, break tasks into small, manageable pieces.
And another mistake is ignoring your mental and physical health. University is stressful and burnout is real. As I said, in my first semester, I was so focused on my studies that I forget to take care of myself. I stopped exercising, I wasn't sleeping enough, and I felt exhausted all the time. Make time for yourself. Exercise, sleep well, and eat properly. Don't feel guilty about taking breaks. Rest helps you to focus better later.
Another mistake is comparing yourself to others. This one is tough. Don't compare yourself to others. Some people might seem like they are doing great, but everyone struggles in their own way.
Exactly. Focus on your own progress. Ask yourself, what did I learn this week? How can I improve? It's a much healthier mindset. Another mistake is skipping orientation or intro events.
If I could go back, I'd make sure to attend all the orientation events. It's the best way to meet people and learn how everything works. Go to campus tours, meet and greets and workshops. Use these opportunities to ask questions and connect with other students.
To wrap things up, here are the key takeaways for everyone starting their studies. First, manage your time well. Use tools to stay on track. Second, build connections early. Don't isolate yourself. Third, ask for help when you need it. No one expects you to know everything. Fourth, stay organized and consistent with your work. Fifth, take care of yourself physically and mentally.
And avoid the common mistakes. Don't procrastinate, don't compare yourself to others, and don't ignore your health. This is very important. Remember, everyone is learning and adjusting.
Starting student life can feel overwhelming, but it's also a chance to grow. Be patient with yourself, stay curious, and enjoy the experience.
And don't be afraid to make mistakes. That's how you learn.
We hope our stories and tips help you feel more prepared. If you have any questions or want to share your experience with us, reach out to us.
Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who's starting their studies soon. And don't forget to tune in for our next episode.
Take care and good luck with your studies.